I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. The New Mexico Department of Health reported a single-day record of 2,102 cases of the COVID-19 on Tuesday. The agency reported that 20 of those cases were from Lincoln County. Neighboring Chavez County had 109 new cases of the COVID-19. Several top Democrats besides Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham could be contenders for cabinet spots in Joe Biden's administration. Although cabinet picks are not expected to be announced for several weeks, with the election results yet to be certified. Among those creating a buzz for cabinet posts are U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich. Both are touted as possible Interior Secretaries, as is U.S. Representative Deborah Holland, who just won re-election last week to a second term in Congress. A federal judge in Albuquerque will hear a class action lawsuit brought by teachers, parents, and school administrators to determine whether New Mexico public school students can return to their classrooms. The lawsuit is spearheaded by soon-to-be State Senator David Gallegos of Lee County.
What we're doing is we're fulfilling what the federal judge had asked us. So we needed a new IEP for our student from here in Hobbs. We've got some other students from the Artesia and Roswell area that are going to be in the lawsuit also, and they'll be there. So I don't know exactly who the judge is going to call first, but I know his premise is on if we can prove the need for the special needs students on the in-person education, that'll start the process for us. So I think he's going to start with them, but the rest of us will be online to ask questions.
The hearing is scheduled to be on Thursday. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.